Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, CNBC contributor. Many of you see his handsome face on that channel all the time, and he's been a member of our brain trust now since the last century, since the previous millennium, Bob. Back in 99, you joined us for the first time. Mm. And time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have to start paying me.
I know. you haven't been getting the checks? I'm sorry. I thought you were. So at the last segment, we were talking about the British possibility of exiting the EU, and that'll be a momentous event, I believe. And you had a couple of last thoughts you want to make on that.
Oh, I guess we just didn't talk about the advantages of them getting out, why they would want to do so, and that's... Mm-hmm. That has to do with bureaucracy and lack of sovereignty as more and more decisions get made in Brussels rather than in the nation states themselves. Mm-hmm. So there is a case to be made, and I believe I was going through YouTube listening to speeches the other day, and George Will actually thinks it would be a good idea for them to get out, and that gave me pause because I really respect George Will.
Well, I do sometimes. Sometimes I do. I'm thinking he runs off the rails a little more. I used to respect him a lot, and I don't quite as automatically as I used to, I think. But that's a good point. I'll have to go look for that piece on him. So there may be some advantages, but I do believe that there's going to be some disruption if they decide to leave. There will be disruption that the global economy will have to deal with to get back to some form of equilibrium. And I don't know how long that'll take. It might take a week. It might take a year.
People are talking like 2 years is what it'll take.
I wouldn't be surprised. And you know what, Bob? The global economy can scarce risk 2 years of disruption right now.
You're absolutely right.
That's not a good thing. I mean, and folks, I know you're wondering, I'm a small business owner, you're the small business advocate, why are you telling me about this? Folks, this is the kind of stuff that affects all of us, and so I'm just trying to give you the report, and you can, maybe it'll cause you to, you know, pay a little more attention, and you'll see what's going on. Before we wrap up, Bob, I got a couple of minutes. I want you to opine on negative rates. The German bond just went negative rates. The 10-year, it just went negative. Tell us what this means. What did negative interest rates mean?
It's a world turned upside down, and it's very hard to get your mind around it. In the ECB, they have negative rates almost up to 10 years, and some of them are over 10 years. The same is basically true in Japan, and it's true with some other central banks like Switzerland and so forth. What the central banks did is start charging banks that have deposits there to hold those deposits. They're trying to force the banks to lend money rather than leave reserves idle. Mm-hmm. So they've adopted these negative deposit rates. We don't have that. We have a positive deposit rate.
So if I gave them...
That started pushing everything down, and so it spread to the sovereign debt, and, you know, 10 or 13 trillion dollars worth of debt now is below zero in interest.
So what you're saying is if somebody deposited an amount of money, $1 million, with a bank for a year that had negative rates of 1%, a year later, when you went to get your money, you'd get 99% of whatever you put in there.
Right. Right.
That's bizarre world, isn't it?
Now I think of myself. I still have money in some savings accounts that are paying 0.00001.
Right.
And I haven't taken it out. And if that turned into a negative 0.0001, I probably wouldn't. it'd just be too much trouble.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what's happening. And I don't think it's good for the world economy, but I can't tell you exactly the mechanism that it's bad.
Do you think they're doing it as a tactical reason, or it's the only way they've been going negative so long they don't know how to go the other way?
Well, they're trying to fight deflation.
Yeah.
Their inflation rate is down around zero.
Yeah.
And threatening to go below zero, and has gone below zero in some places. So they've taken their easy money policy to stimulate the economy.
Right.
All the way down to zero and then beyond.
But quickly, one answer, it's unprecedented, isn't it?
It is.
Never happened before. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorite folks here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.